You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, November 19th, 2018, week 267. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
And we are Destiny Pizza. And if you don't know, you just randomly clicked on a podcast. You're like, I'm going to give this one a try.
Yeah, isn't that how people find podcasts? They just look at them and just say, this one.
Maybe that's why I haven't found a podcast.
Oh, yeah, you've been doing it all wrong. That's how I...
I podcast wrong.
That's how I figure out
listen to podcasts
wrong. Yeah, that's how I choose all my podcasts.
Yeah. But yeah, we do 5 episodes a week, Monday through Friday. On Monday, we talk about superhero and Star Wars news. Tuesdays, we talk about The Leftovers, which is all the other news. Wednesday, we do We Viewed Reviewed, where we talk about things we viewed and review them for you. And then we do a discussion. Thursday comes along, I do America's Sweetheart, where I choose someone to be America's Sweetheart. Mike tries to guess who they are based off their IMDb trivia. Then guesses their age, height, highest grossing box office film. Then Friday comes along and we do Netflix recommendations, where we recommend something for Netflix or to watch on Netflix. And Freestyle Friday. Did I miss anything? Oh, This Week in Movies and the Now?
Yeah.
Wait, that's... Oh, yeah, on Thursdays. America's Sweetheart. This Week in Movies and the Now, where we talk about movies coming out that week. And Trailer Talk, where we talk about trailers we saw that week. Man, those noodles, I think.
They really got to you.
Yeah, I had tried a soba noodle place, which is like Japanese buckwheat noodles, served cold or hot, I guess, but I ate them cold. A lot of food. Because you don't just get, you get like the noodles, the dipping sauce, and then you also get veggie tempura. And man.
Yeah, that sounds exhausting.
Yeah. It just straight up just passed off for like 2 hours after I came home. I woke up and I was like, I hope Mike didn't text me. And he texted me like an hour before. And you're like, I'm ready to podcast now. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. I was just assuming you were sleeping. Well, the timing would have worked out if, well, I was watching the Eagles game. So if they would have actually shown up and played a game right when you texted me back, it was like, that was the last like minute of the game.
Oh, see?
So, you had good timing, it's just the Eagles, they didn't hold up their end of the bargain.
My internal clock.
Yeah, you knew, you could sense when the football game was going to end.
I'm like, surely he wants to see the game even if they're losing.
Yeah, surely he wants to run out the clock and wallow in the misery of this defeat.
That's why I don't like sports. Because I can't walk away things.
Yeah.
Like, I have to watch it completely.
I mean, that's what I did do.
Yeah, but it's like, not a successful way. Like, you can't maintain a sport. I feel like you can't maintain a fanship of a sports team like that.
You can. It's just a lot of misery.
Yeah.
Mostly misery.
Like, if you're a Raiders fan, it's not easy to do.
No. It's really not easy for anybody. I mean, even the successful franchises, you're still failing way more than you're succeeding. Because unless you win every year, you're still, like, mad about it.
That's true.
So it's kind of like a week-to-week thing. Or day-to-day if it's like baseball or something. But then it goes away. Yeah. Fandom's tough.
Yeah.
If you emotionally invest in it.
Anyways. Oh, Stan Lee passed away.
Yep.
That
was the big news this week.
Right after we recorded, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
As always.
Yeah, we're going to be the last people talking about it, basically.
Yeah, people are going to have forgotten about it by now.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
It's crazy. Well, because he was 95 when he passed.
Mm-hmm.
Today, or yesterday, literally, or according to the podcast yesterday, as of recording today, Mickey Mouse turned 90.
Yeah.
Stan Lee was on this earth. Like, Stan Lee's childhood.
He existed longer.
Included the introduction of a character who I'm pretty sure children recognize more than, like, Jesus.
Yeah. That is hard to believe. What have you seen in his life?
War. The war to end all wars.
Yeah.
Did he see both? No, he saw one of them. He saw like the big one.
Yeah.
Nukes. You saw nukes.
Yeah. Basically everything.
Yeah.
Our modern reality, basically.
Yeah. Anyways, that was a big loss.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be really weird. Like, because he was like the guy who
like anytime, the face anything, of. Yeah.
Like people don't know comic creators or anybody. Like, people, they're not.
It's like rare to like know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he became more famous because of the way he like
talked to fans,
put himself out there, and just was cameoed in every single movie. So you're like, even if you don't know that guy, you're like, that guy shows up in every movie.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? So it's like, yeah, rarely are you like, people don't know a lot of creators. They just know what they created. But he's a guy that pushed himself out there and everyone knew, and it's just going to be crazy. But I think he still filmed like 4 or 5 more cameos or something like that. They confirmed Avengers 4 he filmed, but I think he has like 4 or 5. I don't know how many.
Yeah, so I think he's going to be...
Definitely Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, Avengers, Spider-Man. And I think Spider-Man covered.
I think that's guaranteed,
yeah.
I would think. I'd be surprised if he'd... I mean, obviously, like, sometimes they do ones where they just... it depends on what they wanted, what their idea is. And they can always, like, cut it if they're like... And that Spider-Man is fitting. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, did you read that, like, Sam Raimi didn't want him to have a cameo in the first Spider-Man movie?
Yeah. They're like, he can't act.
Yeah.
That's what Sam Raimi said.
That's crazy.
And then after the fact, he was really happy.
Yeah.
That it happened.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And then... because the X-Men was really the first, like, he was mad about not getting a line, because that's like, I think that's the only one he doesn't have a line in his cameos, was the X-Men, the first X-Men, where he's just like on the beach staring up. It's like, you wouldn't even like, it's harder to point out his cameo if he's not like talking.
Yeah,
he's just there. But yeah, he's been in there were like a couple he didn't cameo in, but I think it's because of scheduling, not because they didn't want him. But it's like almost like if they don't have a cameo, you're like disappointed already.
Yeah, because you're like, might as well hold production.
Yeah, it's like a part of the movie.
Yeah,
it's like
people expect it.
Yeah, you show me that Marvel logo, I don't believe you until Stan Lee shows up. And I'm like, oh, now it's a Marvel movie.
I'm like, what, is this one of those fake Marvel movies?
Yeah. It's like, does he cameo in the Roger Corman Fantastic Four? I don't think he does.
He might.
That'd be cool if he did.
Knowing Stan Lee now, he probably would.
Oh, he would do it, yeah. They got him.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was such a low budget on that movie. Maybe like,
we can't even afford it to him, even though we don't want him to know about it. Much.
yeah. This is like embarrassing.
Let's talk about superhero news.
The Birds of Prey movie they're doing. Looks like they've cast their Cassandra Cain. Ella J. Basco looks to be the one they're going with. And I think that's the last major member of the cast. I think they got everybody else. So, looks like that movie is actually going to get made, it seems like.
Nice.
So.
Surprising.
Yeah, surprising. I would have thought Suicide Squad 2 would have came before this movie.
Yeah.
But it looks like this one's moving ahead faster than, this is the only one we're hearing about, other than the ones we already know that have been made or being made. This seems next in line.
Yeah.
After the next batch of 3, I guess.
Yeah, because we still have like Harley Quinn.
Yeah,
they said what's his name said, like, the Flash is for sure coming out.
Really,
the kid, the actor, what,
Ezra.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
He said like in a recent interview, he's like, you can bet for
the
sure
the Flash that is definitely gonna be made.
The Flash is coming out. It's gonna be made. Yeah.
Interesting.
I was like, I don't believe.
I'm surprised you have that much confidence when you're like.
When you've seen like 5 people telling you what to do and they like change like on a monthly basis.
It's like, yeah, they're in such a no man's land with what they're doing because of the whole Batman situation. Like, it complicates everything. But I think it's still Aquaman. It's like, there's a world where I feel like Aquaman fails, Wonder Woman fails, and they're like, scrap that part of the universe, maybe. Shazam does well, or maybe Joker does well. I don't know. I think there's just, it's still all dependent on what's happening.
Yeah. That's weird. Well, we know one thing's for sure. James Gunn is not returning to Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
That's correct.
Apparently, Disney's looking at Travis Knight to direct.
All right. He just did that Bumblebee movie.
Which some people are saying is really good.
Oh, so the people have seen it?
There's
been a critic.
Some people.
Mixed reviews? You know, really?
Saying it shouldn't have come out ever.
Really? Huh.
I'm wondering if that's more a franchise review more than a movie review.
Yeah. Is that... Yeah. I wonder if that's because, like... I don't know.
When is that? Does it come out this week?
I think it's December still. It's like a Christmas movie.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Christmas is... Well, it's usually crowded, but this year it seems pretty crowded.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Well, because you also got these Thanksgiving movies.
Oh, yeah. What's The Front Runner?
Oh, that's with Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah. He's American. What? Where is Hugh Jackman from? He's not Australia. American.
Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. He's a politician.
Yep.
Extremely unrealistic. Hey,
his American accent's really good.
It is really good.
I think, I feel like they prefer to employ people who aren't American if they have a good enough American accent. It's not distracting.
I'm just confused because I'm like, I know he's not American. I don't know where he's from.
He sounds weird.
Anyways. Yeah, Travis Knight. I liked Kubo.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to go more special effects then?
I don't know. It's pretty special. That's like the most special effects heavy movies.
Yeah.
The Guardians ones anyway.
Or more animated, I guess.
Yeah. I don't think it matters the director they go with, honestly. I think Marvel's got this like machine that it'll be good. I mean, it could be, there's different levels of quality, but it's like,
it's not going to be Guardians of the Galaxy. Well, that's the weird thing.
You're in a terrible position, too. You're like
realistically, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, I think it's accepted widely as fact that it wasn't as good as the first one.
Yeah, I think most people think that.
So. Yeah, I don't know. Just
want
to think about.
Yeah, and then if they're using his script, then like maybe his script's good enough. I don't know. Who knows what aspects are. It's a really weird situation.
Yeah.
I don't know who who's directing Captain Marvel, but I still believe it's going to be a good movie.
Oh, that's true.
It's like, I don't know who these guys are, but maybe they are really good directors. I don't know. Marvel's good at picking these guys too that you don't know, like the Russos. Who knew the Russos?
Say that to Dan Harmon and he'll slap him in the face.
Yeah, the TV. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, they did pretty good things.
Anna Boden. Directed Captain Marvel.
It's a directing team. It's like Anna Boden and like Ryan Fleck or something. It's like two team directors. They're like these two team directors.
They also have a single Wikipedia page together.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, they wrote It's Kind of a Funny Story.
I never saw that. This one was Zach Galifianakis?
Is that the one? With
in that mental asylum or wherever they are?
Where the kid tries to kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then they send him to a mental asylum, and Emma Roberts is there.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach Galifianakis is like the grown-up figure.
Mm-hmm. He's like the mentor, kind of.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie. You learn a lot from that trailer, apparently.
I saw it.
Oh, you saw it. I mean, I learned a lot from the trailer.
You knew all that.
I knew all that, yeah. Or maybe you probably described the movie at one point.
And you're like, what's kind of a funny story? And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
God damn it.
I do remember that bit. Yeah. You did describe it on this podcast.
Yeah, I hate this.
They shouldn't have titled it that.
It's like that thing you do, like, what thing I do? And I was like, oh my God.
Shouldn't call that
this
movie.
This joke
that.
Is so played out.
No, that's the name of the movie.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be called that then. Just name it something like Tom Hanks and his buddies.
But it's not Tom Hanks and his buddies.
Okay, sure.
But would you rather it be called The Wonders?
Yeah, that's better. Because then I can't make that joke.
You're like, the wonder what?
What do you wonder? What's in a wonder ball?
Oh, well, that was weird. I typed in the wonders and it came up with that thing you do. Let's see if there's a working title or something. Like, originally it was going to be titled. Oh, no. Nope. Let's see. Nope. No, nothing.
It's a mystery. Or they just had the title from the beginning, and like, we know it's this. We had it from the beginning. Stop questioning. I'm the only one questioning it, so I think it's okay.
There were two bands actually called The Wonders.
In real life?
Yeah.
Did they steal that from their name, or they just came up with it and they're like, oh, let's not research it?
No. Apparently, the other Wonders had a regional hit song record called Say There. And then little is known about the Wonders except that they were probably from Ohio or Pennsylvania. Say There hit at the top 20 at WCOL in Columbus, Ohio, and made the top 30 at KQV in Pittsburgh. There's a scene in the film in which a disc jockey at WCOL is seen playing That Thing You Do.
How do they not know anything about the band?
Because there's like there's a lot of like small bands that people don't know anything about.
Even they were like in the top
20 on one radio station?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, I mean, back then, in the 60s, that's mm-hmm. like any band could be in the top 20 on a local radio station.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
We got some TV news. Supergirl, they've cast their Lex Luthor. They've cast John Cryer.
From Pretty in Pink?
Yes.
Fame?
Yes. Yes.
Or 2.5 Men is more.
2.5 Men, more people know. He's also a legacy casting. He was Lex Luthor's nephew in Superman 4, A Quest for Peace.
That's crazy.
That's very odd. So, yeah. It's very odd casting to me.
That's a weird, it's really weird casting.
It's like,
he's not. Who cares about John Cryer?
Doesn't
anymore.
Seem menacing at all to me.
Yeah, he was annoying as hell in 2.5 Men.
Yeah. So
I would say he's equally annoying as Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it seems really weird. I can't imagine he's going to play it like that, though. I assume he'll play
traditional. Did you see the pictures of him?
But was that from, like, recently, or was he bald in a different thing? I feel like he was bald in something else.
Oh, I thought...
Or is it he just bald naturally now? I don't know.
I don't think he's bald naturally.
But you think that's for... I don't think that was, like, for the role. I feel like that was...
Whoa.
I kind of feel like he was bald for something else, and that's just... They kept using that picture because he's playing Lex Luthor.
Yeah, I think he's just shaving his head.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's what they're showing. I don't think that's... has anything to do with, or maybe like he's already bald and he was in Superman. So they do like these legacy casting, which I like too, but it seems like
how far is too far? This seems like the biggest reach.
This seems the biggest reach because I'm like, in my head, I can't imagine him playing it and taking him seriously. He could prove me wrong though. Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, in my head, I don't see it. And even him playing it, I prefer even a guy I don't know, but I'm like, ah, he looks menacing, and he's...
Yeah, like maybe one of those guys from last night. From
yeah, TV yeah exactly. TV. I'm like, that guy looks intimidating. Like,
all three of these guys could be Lex Luthor
could
together.
Be Lex Luthor, yeah. So, but yeah, we'll see how it goes. I mean, it's not the... I mean, it's just, yeah. They have fun on the shows anyway, so I don't really have gripes with what they do anyway, because it's not like...
It has any lasting effect.
It's not super serious, really.
Yeah.
It's just for fun. That's what I feel like those shows are. They're for fun. So I'll go for it. I like the fact that it's a legacy casting, even though a movie I haven't seen.
That's true.
But I still like that they're like, oh, he's in our weird universe of
Superman.
People who have been in these types of things in the past. So I'll endorse it for that fact. But yeah, I don't see the casting in my head. Like if it was for a movie, it'd be way worse.
Different.
But like,
yeah.
It's Lex Luthor and it's not even for, it's for the Supergirl show. It's not like he's like, I doubt he'll be a huge, huge part. I mean, maybe for a segment, but he's not going to be a lasting effect on the show, I wouldn't think. But we'll see. And then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it has been renewed for season 7. So was already picked up for season 6, and now they're just announcing that it's going to be getting a season 7. Because they've always been on season to season for the last, but I think their deal was coming up or something.
This is unbelievable to me.
Yeah, this one lasts forever. show like that Luke Cage gets canceled and
Cage and Jessica Jones
hasn't been canceled yet.
Not Jessica Jones.
Well, Iron Fist makes sense.
Iron Fist
and Inhumans. Yeah, I think Inhumans and Iron Fist and Luke Cage are the only three Marvel TV shows that have been canceled. That are part
Jones
of
hasn't been canceled.
What? No. I think they have a season 3 like already filmed or something.
Yeah.
So I don't even if it's canceled in their mind, I don't think it's good publicity to cancel a show before the next season's release. That seems like a really bad idea to me. I could be wrong. But and they just pitched Daredevil season 4, the showrunner.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to go.
Canceled. Yeah, things just cancel everything. I feel why like not Netflix? I think it's cuz they have they're too much in debt. I was reading they're so, mm-hmm. trying so hard to like create all this content, and it's cheaper to make your own shows and content versus licensing, but the quality, like it's not the bang for your buck isn't there.
Yeah.
So Netflix found that out the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
And now Netflix is in like a ton of debt.
Interesting.
And they say like the Disney streaming service is going to be like real key to like Netflix being.
Oh yeah, that's going to be a bat. Like that's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah,
the battle between those two.
Especially if Disney's coming in cheaper, because Disney doesn't really have to make money on their streaming service.
Exactly, they're not going to make money for they want to just corner the market to start. Yeah. Like because obviously they're going to be losing a lot of money up front.
So.
But they just want to come out full force.
And they said they're even interested in purchasing Hulu from NBC Universal after the acquisition for Fox is complete.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
they're trying to have all media.
Yeah.
We're going to have all media.
Like, we want to make sure James Gunn never works again.
We'll acquire the companies just so he can't work.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers, we're after you next.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Could happen.
Young Justice Outsiders news. That's the like sequel series.
Or... Yeah, the animated show. It's the third season of Young Justice.
Premieres on January 4th on DC Universe.
Sweet. Seems like odd timing.
Yeah.
But I guess like it lines up to probably when Titans ends. I guess. Because they want to have something new every week.
Yeah.
So.
I guess.
It must line up that way. I don't know if they plan that ahead of time or if they're like. Oh, this is where it is.
Yeah. Talk about Star Wars news.
Yeah, we got a couple castings for the Mandalorian TV show.
Yeah.
So this was big rumored, but now Pedro Pascal.
He's the Mandalorian,
He is
right?
the Mandalorian. He's the guy. He's the guy in the picture.
Yeah.
That we saw.
That's a weird... Well,
I don't know if he's really the guy in the picture or...
Or if the guy like
a stand-in. It's a stuntman on... yeah. But he is that character, I guess. And then, Gina Carano.
Yeah.
Has also been cast.
And she's famously in Deadpool.
Yes. She's one of the bad
and
guys.
UFC.
Yes. So, it's shaping up. Carl Weathers. We got a lot of cool people in this cast.
Some weird creatures.
Yeah.
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah. That's going to be
pretty
sick.
They're like, oh, he looks
good
in a helmet. They watch Prospect, and they're like, he looks good in a helmet.
Yeah. Let's get this guy in a helmet.
Let's put him in one that you can't see his face.
Yeah. I think that's going to work out. People love Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, especially the fact that he's from Orange County.
Yeah.
In Texas.
People love that fact, and they know that fact.
Yep.
Off the top
Everyone
of their
knows
head.
It.
That's the first thing they know about him.
Yeah, they're like oh, they Pedro Pascal from Orange County?
Oh, yeah. They know that before they know he's in Game of Thrones or any of that. They're like, from Orange County.
He was in Narcos.
He was in Narcos.
Is he still in Narcos?
No.
Michael Pena's in it.
Now it's Narcos Mexico.
Yeah, and Michael Pena's in it or something?
Michael Pena and somebody else. There's like a two...
Sinbad.
A duo.
Sinbad?
I don't think so. It's like two guys you know that people know. And they're like, this is the reason to watch the show, because you know these two guys.
Jared Leto.
I don't think so. I forgot who it was. I haven't seen
John
Narcos
Hamm.
Mexico.
Nick Offerman?
Definitely not those people. It's somebody he would be like,
Dennis
oh,
Rodman.
He makes sense in Narcos world. That's who it would be.
They just get El Chapo. Like, you want to do community service? You can be in this Netflix show about drug traffickers.
He's like, I'll do it.
We're going to kill you like I'm Luis from Mexico. Guzman.
I can do Narcos Mexico. I don't even know what year it's set in. I don't know anything about Narcos Mexico.
I think it's set
in Mexico.
Before, I think it's set in the 70s again. Okay. I think they went back in time again. Makes what sense. Do I know?
Yeah. They should just bring back the other guy and just have him play somebody else. The white dude is like, I'm in Logan.
I hated him.
I know. I couldn't stand him either.
He was the worst part of Narcos.
That's why they got rid of him like season two.
Is this season three?
I think this is season three, yeah. But
let's see.
But I think that's why they're calling it Narcos Mexico.
No. Nope,
it's unrelated.
It's not.
What? It's not season three? It's season four?
I think it's season four.
I think you're right. Because they did. It was Pablo season one and then Pablo season two, half of it.
Oh, El Chapo is in this.
Oh, like the actual person?
No. Well, no.
Yeah. They got him as an actor, right? They got
the actual
right?
El Chapo.
Yeah. He's an actor, right?
Narcos Mexico.
Is that who it's about? Because that'd be weird.
Yeah, it came out like... Wow, it just came out.
Yeah, it just came out.
On Friday.
Yep.
Premise, 1980s.
Okay.
There we go. Anyways.
Yeah, so not a Narcos podcast, but The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
It got some casting, so look forward to that.
Yeah. On Netflix today, The Last Kingdom, Season 3, Netflix original. Seems like a lot of stuff is Netflix originals.
Yeah, they're making all their new content now. They're like, everybody's going to pull their content from us.
How
they're
cool
making their
be,
own things.
How cool would it be if that's how we announced our, we had a TV show?
Oh, Netflix. Destiny
yeah,
Pizza.
We keep
oh,
it
Destiny
quiet
Pizza
the whole time.
Netflix original.
Be like, oh yeah, Destiny Pizza. Well, that's weird. Oh yeah, we have a TV show, yes.
Yeah. It's on Netflix. Check it out.
It's on Netflix coming out today.
Like,
check it out.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, we should recommend that.
But that'd Netflix be the worst promotion on our end, I guess.
That'd be pretty bad. It's like, you guys didn't even start this top of the show with it?
Yeah.
So we got
it. Well, Stan Lee died. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean, that's way more important, isn't it?
Yeah, we're a news podcast first and foremost.
Yeah. We have sections for Netflix. We talk about Netflix at a certain part in the show. We can't just talk about it earlier.
Yeah.
Because we have our own show.
Come back tomorrow. We got news on news on news on stuff that isn't superhero and Star Wars. If you suffered through today's episode, there you go. We got stuff for you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.